A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. In yesterday afternoon, Memorial Day weekend at Marlins Park, it was a rubber match between the Marlins and the Angels. Jose Ureña versus Matt Shoemaker. For the Marlins, they were in search of their first series victory since the end of April. And with a recap this morning, here is yours truly.
Well, for the first time since April 22nd in the 23rd, the Miami Marlins can go home this afternoon saying we have claimed a series victory. The Marlins winners 9-2 over the Angels here in front of 20,444 at Marlins Park this afternoon. The Marlins improved to 18-30. The Angels will go home a game under 500 at 26-27. Let's take a look at the highlights from this afternoon's ball game, a matchup between Jose Ureña and Matt Shoemaker for the Angels, and it was a relatively uneventful first inning for Jose Ureña, but I say that just because there's no traffic on the bases. It was rather eventful in regards to 14 pitches in the first inning for Jose Ureña. He struck out the side. He retired Maben, Simmons, and Mike Trout. And we would go to the bottom half of inning number one. One out, nobody on for Giancarlo Stanton.
Here's the 2-1. Stanton unloads. High fly ball. Deep to left center. Way back. Up. Up and away. Giancarlo has gone deep. And the Marlins lead 1-0. Home run number 13 for Giancarlo. And the 221st of his career.
Well, for Giancarlo, home run number 13, RBI number 34, and the Marlins would carry a 1-0 lead into the top half of inning number two. For Jose Ureña, looked really good until the fourth. In the second inning, he retired the side in order, Valbuena, Calhoun, and Maldonado. And for the Marlins, they were quiet in the second and the third innings in the top half of inning number four. The Marlins still holding a 1-0 lead in this ballgame. Jose Ureña retired Luis Valbuena via a strikeout to start that inning. He backed that up by walking Cole Calhoun, and that brought Martin Maldonado, the Angels catcher, to the plate.
There's a high drive deep to left, a no-doubter off the bat of Martin Maldonado, and the Angels grab a 2-1 lead against Ureña here in the fourth. That ball landed up the promenade above the bleachers in left field. Down the line, a monstrous shot by Maldonado, his fourth home run of the season, his second in this series.
That wouldn't be all for the Angels in the top of the fourth inning. Ureña would get out of it without any more trouble, but he would follow that by walking Marte. He walked Fontana. He struck out Shoemaker, the pitcher. Then he walked Cameron Maben. That would load the bases for Andrelton Simmons, who lined out to end that inning in the top half of inning number four. So it was a 2-1 Angels lead headed into the bottom half of the fifth inning this afternoon. In the fifth for the Marlins, Derek Dietrich led off with a double to right center field. He was sacrificed to third by Christian Colon. Urania's day was done on the mound for the Marlins, and that prompted Ichiro to the plate.
Now a 2-2 to Ichiro. The pitch, swing, and a ball line to right field and a base hit. Here comes Dietrich home to score, and this game's tied on Ichiro's 3,040th hit.
Well, it's been a struggle for Ichiro this season. It was certainly good to see him come through in the clutch for the Marlins there to tie the game in the fifth inning. It was a 2-2 ball game. Ichiro was on first, and the leadoff man, JT Riddle, came to bat.
And the pitch. Riddle gets into one. It's a line drive to right. It is up, up and away. Right into the Marlins bullpen. A two-run home run for JT Riddle. His third big league homer. And the Marlins have a 4-2 lead here in the fifth.
Well, that put the Marlins ahead. They would never look back. JT Riddle's two-run home run to right field in the bottom half of inning number five this afternoon's move of the game. Brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That would essentially end the afternoon for Matt Shoemaker. He would retire Giancarlo Stanton for the second out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. He would then allow a single to right to Christian Yelich, and that was when Mike Socia said that would be enough for Matt Shoemaker this afternoon. Shoemaker works 4 2/3 today, allows 7 hits, 4 runs, 4 earned runs. He did not walk anybody. He struck out 3. He tallied 79 pitches, 51 4 strikes. It was a 4-2 lead for the Marlins, headed into the bottom half of inning number six. At that point, this ballgame's still very much up in the air. It certainly could have gone either way at that point. But in the sixth inning for the Marlins, JT Realmuto led off the inning with a hustle double to left center field. Derek Dietrich followed with a flyout to center field for the first out of the inning. Christian Colon would walk, and runners were on the corners at that point for Tyler Moore, who lifted a sacrifice fly to left field. That would make it a 5-2 ball game. And then again, with two outs, JT Riddle came to bat.
Here's the 0-2, and the ball hit the other way down the left field line. That is a fair ball, and it goes into the corner for Riddle. Coming to third base is Colon. He's been waved. The relay will be held. Colon scores standing up. JT Riddle, with his third RBI of the afternoon, gives the Marlins a 6-2 lead.
Well, it was a good afternoon offensively for the Marlins. 9 runs on 12 hits this afternoon. That was just after 6. Both sides would go quietly in the 7th inning. We'll chat about the Marlins bullpen, who was absolutely sensational this afternoon. Let's see, Nick Whitgren worked a scoreless top half of the 8th inning. In the bottom half of the 8th inning, the Marlins were not done. They would tack on more. Derek Dietrich and Christian Colon started the inning. Dietrich popped out to the third baseman, Luis Valbuena. Christian Colon, 3 unassisted to Marte at first. But after that, D. Gordon came to bat. He walked as a pinch hitter. By the way, that walk, that was his only plate appearance this afternoon. That hit streak for D. Gordon will carry over into tomorrow night's ball game when the Marlins take on the Phillies at 7:10. So Gordon was on first base with two outs. He was followed by JT Riddle, who drew a walk. There was two on and two out. Giancarlo Stanton hit a dribble single to the shortstop Simmons. The bases were loaded in two outs. Christian Yelich came to bat and put together an at bat for the ages for the Fish.
Gordon, Riddle, and Stanton are going to be in motion. Another 3-2 two-out pitch. Hernandez fires and Yelich takes inside ball 4. He really earned that walk and an RBI. In from third, Gordon on the bases loaded walk. It's 7-2.
Oh, we've heard it so many times from Don Mattingly. It doesn't matter if Yelich is going good. If he's going bad, he will put together a professional at bat each and every time he steps into the box. That's what he would do there in the bottom half of the 8th inning. That made it a 7-2 ball game. He was followed by Marcell Ozuna that capped off the scoring this afternoon for Miami.
The 3-0. That's a ground ball through the right side. Swinging 3-0. He's got himself a base hit. He's got himself one run batted in. Stanton hesitated. Now he's coming home. He's going to score. It's 9-2 Marlins.
And that's how this one would end this afternoon. A.J. Ramos worked a scoreless top half of inning number 9. He did walk 1, but it was a sensational afternoon for the Marlins bullpen. They are this afternoon's stat of the game, brought to you by Aquafina for happy bodies. The Marlins bullpen this afternoon. We'll start with Jose Urania. He works 5 innings today, allows 3 hits, 2 runs. They were both earned. It was a little bit messy. He walked 6, struck out 7. He threw 103 pitches, 58 for strikes. But Brad Ziegler, a scoreless 6th. David Phelps, a scoreless 7th. Nick Whitgren, a scoreless 8th. A.J. Ramos, a scoreless 9th. The Marlins bullpen this afternoon works 4 innings, allows 1 hit, 1 walk. Again, that is this afternoon's stat of the game, brought to you by Aquafina. Aquafina for happy bodies. So the Marlins over the Angels 9-2 here at Marlins Park this afternoon. We started at 1:13. We finished at 4:41, a game time of 3 hours and 28 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 20,444. The box score for the Marlins looks as follows this afternoon. JT Riddle and Giancarlo Stanton did a lot of damage hitting first and second for Don Mattingly today. They combined to go 5-for-9. They scored 4 times. They tallied 4 runs batted in. Riddle walked. He struck out. It was a terrific afternoon for the top of the order for the Marlins. Christian Yelich put together that sensational at bat in the bottom half of the 8th inning. He went 1-for-4. Marcell Ozuna in left field this afternoon was 2-for-5 with an RBI. Justin Bour 1-for-4 at first. Realmuto was 1-for-4 behind the plate. Derek Dietrich scored a run. He was 1-for-4 playing third base this afternoon. And Christian Colon, who we've seen sporadically since being acquired, was 0-for-2. He did draw a walk and he scored as well. Again, the Marlins 9, the Angels 2. 9-2 Marlins over the Angels at Marlins Park yesterday. And the Marlins off to a nice start here on their 10-day, 10-game homestand. They beat the Angels on Friday 8-5. They fell 5-2 on Saturday night, but 9-2 winners over the Angels yesterday afternoon as the Philadelphia Phillies come to town this evening. Tonight, Jeremy Hellickson for Philadelphia. He's 5-2 this season, a 4.28 earned run average. Redinson Volquez and the Marlins, he's 0-7. Still looking for his first victory in a Marlins uniform.
in this 2017 season. Volquez will carry into tonight a 4.82 ERA. It's a 7:10 first pitch on Memorial Day at Marlins Park. We're on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, you're more than welcome to join us along the Marlins Radio Network.